Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'll be on the farm this week. Harvest is winding down. Corn and soybean yields are good. Not a record, but very much in line with expectations. Farmers face a perfect storm of problems as we wrap up 22 and move now to 2023. International Monetary Fund director had this to say, all the world's largest economies, Europe, China, and the United States, are now slowing down, dampening demand for exports. Our products are bought with dollars. The currencies of many of our customers are weak compared to our dollar. Therefore, they can't buy as much. The bottom line is that the strong dollar makes it easier for the United States to buy from other countries. And those weak currencies of those other countries, that limits how much they can buy. We have a good crop that we want to sell, but we need to be able to transport the crop to the ports so that it can be shipped. We have not had enough rain. Therefore, the water levels of the Mississippi River are so low that the movement of grain is slowing down. Yes, we have river problems, but on top of that, shipping by rail has been a big jump in price, double 3 years ago. Also, truckers are in short supply because of labor shortage. We've already had to pay almost twice as much for our fuel this year, and now OPEC agreed to cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day, and that will be the biggest production cut since COVID-19 lockdown. It's about time that President Biden did something to increase our own production of oil. Inflation is making food more expensive. Compared to 1 year ago, meat is up 7%, dairy up 20%, grains are up 11%, and on the farm, we need to maintain better prices for grain and soybeans. As soon as we wrap up harvest, we will put nitrogen into the corn fields for next year's crop. And let's not forget the phosphate and potash that must be applied. We can't overlook the explosive rise in interest rates. Money borrowed to finance crop production in 2023 will cost a whole lot more. And the last concern, the war in Ukraine. We don't know what will happen. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.